Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey guys, Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician and healthcare entrepreneurs, where we have medicine meet entrepreneurship. Thank you for listening. If this is your first time on, welcome. Been a long time listener. Welcome back. I know I've been on hiatus, but I've been trying to do these more regularly to help other doctors take control of their career and their physician life. So we face unique challenges as doctors, right? We face challenges as physicians who want to be entrepreneurs. You know, you've got time constraints. You're working 50, 60, 70 plus hours a week. You get increasing burnout. You're getting more demands, not only from your career, but maybe in your life and your family, and you have other needs. So several years ago, I came up with a system to help me with goal setting that really was probably the impetus to help me to leave corporate medicine 20 plus years ago, to allow me to start businesses and find other non-clinical opportunities, find clinical opportunities, and really kind of created a framework that I could use in my career and life. Now, it's not a magic formula. It does require commitment and requires effort and periodic reassessment. So I talked about this way back in episode 80. That was a few years ago. So I thought it'd be good idea to talk about how it can relate to you and how it can be impact you in 2025, as this is the month where we're always thinking about goals and goal setting. So let's get started. It's a six-step process. So for the first step is number one is I want you to identify 10 to 20 goals for the next year. Now, before you get started, you really need to be, you know, set aside an hour or two of your time. So create a distraction-free environment that allow you for more focus, more creative thinking. So turning off your cell phones, TVs, removing oneself from all the kind of the chaos, if you can find it. I know sometimes that's either easier said than done. Find a quiet space. And then what I like to do is I like to get a notepad, like one of those yellow notepads. Some of you might want to use a computer, but for me, it's always helpful for me to take pen and paper. It's very tactile. I don't know what it is. And then just start focusing it. Now, the focus is on your goals, not your parents' goals, not your relatives' goals, not your spouse's goals. Don't focus on the expectations of others. I want to focus on you on there. This is going to allow you, you know, this time is going to allow you to start brainstorming a wide range of goals across different life areas, such as your career, your finances, your relationships, your personal development. No goal is too big or too small at this stage. So think about what you truly desire, not what they think that you should want. So some goals that I often, you know, I do this exercise with a number of my clients here for physician entrepreneurs. Think about your career. What do you want in a career? Could it be this is you're going to start that physician coaching or consulting business in a specific niche? Maybe you want to reduce your clinical hours. Maybe you're going to want to go from 1 to 0.7. Maybe it's a specific number of hours per week, going from 50 to maybe even 45. Maybe this is the year you want to start a cash-based practice with a specific focus. Maybe you want to open a med spa. Maybe this is the year you develop a new service or product within an existing practice. Maybe, you know, we've all seen a lot of changes in telemedicine. Maybe you want to start offering that to your patient. Maybe you want to get out of your clinical career whatsoever, go to a non-clinical role, such as going into the pharmaceutical industry. Maybe you want to speak at a conference, write a book, create an online course. For finances, pay off a specific amount of medical student debt. Maybe you want to get rid of it. Maybe you want to increase passive income to a defined level through investments or through businesses. Maybe you're saving up to buy a house, so you need money for a down payment. You want to generate a specific revenue amount from a side business. Create a budget. Your relationships, maybe it's finding a new relationship. Maybe it's spending more quality time with your spouse or with your partner, nurturing more friendships, engage in more social activities, attending more important events. Personal development goals. learning a new skill, hobby. Maybe you want to, you've been playing that piano, I know I haven't in a long time. Maybe you want to get better at it. Improve fitness, you know, exercise a few times a week. Maybe you want to start a new sport, travel to a specific destination or vacation this year. So I gave you a laundry list of different goals. I'm just helping you spur some thought here. But remember, this list is personal. It should reflect your individual aspirations, not what other people think, not what you think might even be possible or practical. I really want you to open up your mind about what you can do. So spend, you know, a good 20, 30 minutes or more. This is your time to really identify 10 to 20 goals that you want to get accomplished this year. Now, step number two is to choose the three most impactful goals. And I'm not going to define what impact means for you, but what are the things that could cause significant changes in your life? So if you're having trouble, you know, focus on goals that you think would have the most profound effect on your happiness, on your financial security, on your career fulfillment. You know, which ones do you think over time can reduce your stress, reduce your burnout? Which one align with your core values, your long-term vision for your life? Which ones do you think will give you more time freedom to spend with friend and family? You know, I don't know about you, but I often use visualization techniques to imagine what my life would be. If you can imagine, what would be a typical day in your life? What would be? What would happen? You know, if you were working from home instead of having to commute, what would your morning routine look like? You also may need to be aware of self-limiting beliefs. What are the things that are holding you back from thinking that these goals are not achievable? You know, some examples when you're saying, you know, I can't start a business because I don't know anything about business. That's a self-limiting belief. I can't reduce my hours because so many people count on me. My hospital, you know, I can't do it. I'm too busy to make time to do a side gig. I think an important part in step two that was for me was identifying these self-limiting beliefs and calling out, because often these self-limiting beliefs, you know, are nonsense, are just ways of excuses of not getting to what you really want. And so if you don't know, ask your friends, if you have mentors who've achieved similar goals. Even find out, like, whenever somebody wants to start a business, I said, well, go find someone who's doing what you want to do, because it just makes it achievable, that it can actually happen and can reframe those negative thoughts that we often have. Step three is making goals specific and adding deadlines. I want to explain the difference between a general wish and a specific actionable goal. So a specific goal includes like a clear description of what you want to achieve and how you're going to get there. You know, you have to define the what. It's not like, I want to start an online business. It's not specific enough. You want to say, I want to start a physician consulting business focusing on practice management. Another way that you can make your goal more specific is to quantify the goal. Instead of, I just want to make more money, focus, I want to generate $10,000 a month from my physician consulting business. You can then break it down into even smaller steps. You can chunk it, is what I like to refer it to. Instead of saying, you know, I want to start a business, I'm going to create a website. I want to develop a lead magnet. I want to network. I'm going to go to a networking conference where I'm going to get my first client. So break it down. Identify resources that can get you to your goals quicker. Determine what resources you need. You need mentors. You need to go through courses. You need to learn AI tools. Create a plan to obtain what you need. I also recommend adding deadlines. Set clear deadlines for each goal, as well as smaller steps required to achieve them. Make deadlines realistic, but also challenge yourself to create a sense of urgency. Use a specific date. By December 31st, 2025, I'm going to have a physician consulting business instead of any time in the next 12 months. So formulate specific goals with deadlines. If you make this goal specific, if you make them actionable, if you make them measurable, it's going to increase your likelihood of achieving them. If you can't find a goal that's attainable, then you need to refine it. That's why I often recommend, if you want to start a med spa, shadow physician who already owns a med spa. If you can't find any doctor who has replaced their income in 1 year, perhaps you can find a doctor who can was reduced their hours by 50%. At the end, create more SMART goals. We talked about this. SMART goals stand for specific, measurable, achievable, or attainable, relevant, time-bound. Next, step four, identify a system to achieve your goals. So what do I mean by system? A system is just a structured approach that outlines the steps, resources, and processes you need to do to reach your defined goal. If you don't have a system, then you're just wishing for something rather than working to it. When you went to go into medical school, you went through a system. Back to residency, there was a system. When you got your first job, there was a system. What are some key elements of a system? Actionable steps. Outline specific tasks you need to complete. Research, networking, creating more content, marketing, etc. Resource identification. Determine the tools, people, information that you're going to need. You need a step. Timeline. Establish a schedule or timeline for each step. Metrics. How are you going to measure the progress along the way? If you want to get more clients, you're going to get more leads. And then prepare for contingency plans. Determine strategies for overcoming challenges or setbacks. So let me give you some example. You want to start a physician consulting business? There's actionable steps. Research consulting options for physicians. Identify a specific niche that you want to focus on. Develop a lead magnet, such as creating an ebook or a guide. Create a website. Create a sales funnel. Market your services through social media, through networking. Network and make connections with other physicians. Create an elevator pitch and practice it until it flows smoothly. Onboard clients and deliver value and great service. Seek out mentorship, seek out coaching for your business to scale and grow. What are some resources that you could have for your consulting business? Courses or books on consulting and marketing. Mentors or coach who've experienced in the consulting industry. Research software for creating websites, lead magnets, email lists. Set up a timeline for each step. Research a niche in 1 month. Create website in 2 months. Acquire first client in 3 months. Another one. I just completed a course where we work through physicians called Cash Practice University. But it creates some actionable steps. Research different types of cash-based practices. Develop a business plan with specific revenue and profit targets. Maybe you need some funding. Secure funding to start startup costs. I'm the Bootstrap MD, so I like bootstrapping. But maybe you'll need to get some outside money. That's okay, too. Find a suitable location. Hire and train staff, including mid-level providers. Choose a unique service to specialize in. Market your practice through a combination of entry offers and high-end services. Create standard operating procedures. Resources that you'll need to create a cash-based practice. Any legal and financial advisors experienced in healthcare. You'll need to have medical equipment suppliers and vendors, marketing and advertising platforms. What's the timeline? Establish a timeline for each step. Research different services in a few weeks. Create a business plan in a month. Secure a location in 2 months. Begin marketing your practice in 3 months. Maybe your goal is to reduce your clinical hours. Let me give you some actionable steps for that. Identify non-clinical opportunities that can replace your current income. Find a system, find a mentor that can help you achieve clinical goals, such as becoming a physician consultant. Create a plan to negotiate a reduction in hours or find another job that allows part-time hours. Work with a career coach. What are your resources you'll need to reduce your clinical hours? Have mentors or coaches who've already made the successful transition to non-clinical work. Website, give a plug for like physiciancoaches.com. Get yourself going to events that have networking opportunities for non-clinical careers. What's the timeline? Create a timeline to identify the non-clinical opportunity, learn the necessary skills to make it happen, and then make that transition in a reasonable time. Step five in the GG6 system. Follow the system and make it a priority. So how do you make it a priority? You need to start protecting your time. You need to be able to say no to things that don't align with your goals. And I know that for many of us, that's really hard to do. I'm, to some extent, a people pleaser myself. And I think physicians by nature are people pleasers. But it's important for you to start saying no to opportunities that don't align with what your current goals that you're trying to achieve. You know, most successful people are able to avoid distractions and say no to low priority activities. You need to learn to say no. It's not possible to do everything at once. We all have 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You're going to need to make some trade-offs. You need to start outsourcing, delegating some things. The key to success is consistency, getting discipline, and persistence. So let's say you want to start up a consulting business. You need to dedicate specific time each week for tasks that you have to do for marketing, content creation, networking to avoid distractions. If your goal is to reduce your clinical hours, you need to commit time each week to find alternative non-clinical opportunities. It's time for you to start being protective of your time and your energy. Take on opportunities, activities that support your most important goals. Now, step six is simple. Reassess the system periodically. The process of goal setting is not static. It requires regular reassessment. You know, review your goals and systems every 1 to 3 months or more frequently as needed. So here are some key aspects of reassessment. Do some progress tracking. Evaluate your progress towards your goals. Are you on track? Are you moving at a desired pace? Does the system need to be evaluated or reevaluated? Is it still working? Are the parts that need to be adjusted? Maybe your goals have changed, and that can happen. Your original goals in December of 2025 may change from January 2025. Are your priorities changing? Adaptability. Are you willing to make the changes needed? You know, if you're not getting results that you expect with marketing strategies, one of the most important words is pivot. You need time and to test a different approach. We just paid quite a bit of money for this marketing company, and we're just finding that they're just not getting the results we need. Time to say goodbye to that one, move on to the next one. If you're not getting clients for your consulting business, reevaluate your pricing, reevaluate your value proposition. Maybe the niche you decided to go into is not profitable, and you should be willing to change it to something that is more profitable. If their medical practice isn't sustainable, you should be able to try a different approach. So, you know, a lot of people think that this is a sign of failure. Reassessment is not a sign of failure. It's just an essential step in the process of growth and improvement. So those were my six steps of the GG6 system. So let's kind of summarize them, shall we? So number one is identify 10 to 20 goals for the next year. Step two is choose your three most impactful goals. Step three is making goals specific and adding deadlines. Step four, identify a system to achieve the goals. Step five, follow the system and make it a priority. And then step six, reassess the system periodically. I hope you take action. I hope you apply the system to your own lives rather than let all the information kind of overwhelm you. Remember, the key to success is to move forward. It's okay to reassess and make changes to stay on track. I'm a firm believer if you do this, you're going to be able to take control of your physician life. I hope you found this useful. If you want to listen to past recordings, please go on to the new Bootstrap MD website for more resources. You can also subscribe to our newsletter, The Lounge, which you can find at bootstrapmd.com/thelounge, as well as check out our physician coaches directory at physiciancoaches.com. Remember, you're going to have ups and downs as a physician entrepreneur. Do something a little each day to keep you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.